Paramount accuses Disney star Mark Ruffalo of anti-Semitism over Warner Bros. Merger attack. By Warner Todd Houston on August 23, 2026. Film studio giant Paramount took aim at extremist left-wing Avengers, Doomsday and Spider-Man, Brand New Day star Mark Ruffalo for calling them inhuman and blasted the Hulk star as an anti-Semite. On Friday, Ruffalo accused Paramount's David and Larry Ellison of powering some of the most destructive and inhuman forces in the world. The company did not take the accusation lightly and fired back at the actor, Variety reported. The company released a statement saying that it is troubled when anti-Semitic tropes are invoked in purported service of a business dispute. Words like genocide and apartheid, apply to a corporate transaction, aren't just wrong, they're a bridge too far, and they cheapen the very real suffering those words are meant to describe. This doesn't deserve a response in kind, and to be clear, we don't tolerate prejudice of any kind, against anyone. Paramount added that the actor's unhinged attacks brings us to a moment to lower the temperature, not raise it. We'd rather build than further engage in such rhetoric. This simply exposes the true motivation of some who have advocated opposition to this transaction. On the other hand, our commitment to great content is matched by our commitment to acceptance. To every story, every storyteller, and no blacklists, no exceptions, for anyone. Ruffalo had posted an old video of Paramount board member Safra Katz talking about technology Oracle used to help Israel respond to the vicious attacks on civilians perpetrated by terror group Hamas on October 7, 2023. Oracle is the tech company co-founded by Larry Ellison. Ruffalo then labeled Ellison a classic oligarch and went on to warn against allowing Paramount to merge with Warner Bros. Discovery. Ruffalo added that Katz showed how Ellison was aiding a genocide, and said look how she revels in what we now have come to see as a genocide, which was built on an apartheid system of oppression powered by Oracle. The leftist actor has never addressed the fact that Gaza's Muslim population has grown by the millions over the last decade, proof that no genocide is taking place. Ruffalo responded to Paramount's statement and called it appalling. The accusation that I am anti-Semitic is appalling and fundamentally dishonest, Ruffalo said Saturday. Criticizing the actions of the Israeli Prime Minister, a military technology contract or the executives who supply it is not the same as criticizing Jewish people. This critical and necessary dialogue is then dishonestly framed as being anti-Israel, he continued. To be clear, my views come from my own political convictions and should never be interpreted as hostility toward Jewish people, for whom I have deep love and respect, he added. Everything I know about acting, activism and humanism has been profoundly shaped by the Jewish friends, colleagues and loved ones who have been integral and family throughout every point of my life, Ruffalo said. The actor then blasted the merger plans once again and claimed that the combined entity would be controlled by foreign money. The $111 billion deal would hand one family control over CNN, HBO and Warner Bros., backed in part by foreign money whose influence on editorial decisions has never been fully explained to the public, the left-wing actor exclaimed. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have called for serious national security review, and regulators still haven't given the public a real answer. Until they do, the merger shouldn't move forward. Now is the time to dive boldly into all these issues, not step back or concede. Ruffalo has spent the current election cycle braying about his support for socialist and communist candidates in the various Democrat primaries across the country. Recently, he exuberantly came to the support of the Democrat Socialists of America, claiming, "This is our movement coming to bear fruit. I mean, this is what we started in 2016. This is where the progressives have been moving. This is our time. And they have to spend more and more money each time to beat us. And it's just a matter of time till they flop, and this could be it." Ruffalo, who reportedly earned a $12 million payout for his short appearance in the latest Spider-Man flick and is worth upwards to $35 million in total, does not seem to have donated all his millions to those who are in need, has nonetheless been spouting off against the rich for years. He has been an advocate of higher taxes on the rich, was a vocal supporter of Brazil's socialist president, and was pleased to add his support for the pro-communist Let Cuba Live campaign. Ruffalo has also been a virulent opponent of Republicans and Donald Trump. and has been especially vocal about opposing Trump's immigration agenda. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.